USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States.
The auto industry is at a crossroads. The real question is whether we'll lead or we'll fall behind in the race to the future.
Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development.
We used to invest more in research and development than any country in the world, and China was number 9. We now are number 8, and China is number 1.
Younger kids are turning out to get vaccinated against COVID-19. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky saying more than 600,000 kids between the ages of 12 and 15 have rolled up their sleeves. She added that more than 4.1 million kids between the ages of 12 and 17 have gotten the shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.